Well, he was the second biggest attraction behind Jacob Mizorowski during the Brewers' Little League game out in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. He, of course, Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey joining us on the line right now. Hi, Adam.
Hi. I'm just currently emerging from the Lincoln Tunnel into Manhattan, so I would say safely this is our most dangerous hit we've ever done.
This is fun.
Good luck to me.
Are you in an Uber? You didn't rent a car, right? You don't do that when you go to cities.
No. I did rent a car because I was in Williamsport, and then with the off day yesterday and New York after that, I've never been to Cooperstown. So I rolled up to Cooperstown, had an incredible day there with my former colleague, Josh Rawlich, who's now the president of the Hall of Fame. So he's done a little bit better than the rest of us original MLB.com reporters. And then I got up this morning and I drove down to Manhattan. So we'll see how this goes. First time.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the risk-reward because you get to have that amazing experience, but now you are a driver in a city noted for not wanting many people to drive in it. So best of luck to you, my friend.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, hey, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, no, so far so good. Thank goodness for hands-free driving and stop-and-go traffic because I'm just sitting here talking to you guys.
And Craig Council used to call it a choose-your-own-friends day when you get that day off on the road. What do guys do, right? I mean, what was the travel like from Williamsport to New York? Did they get in last night and just sort of have a day in the city?
Their travel was crazy because they played the game Saturday afternoon against the Braves. The Braves stayed overnight and then flew to Williamsport in the morning, but the Brewers had to be to Williamsport earlier as the home team. So they actually all flew to New York City on Saturday night. Then the people who didn't have to be in Williamsport, for example, the television crew and broadcasters, they stayed in New York. Everybody else got on another plane Sunday morning, flew to Williamsport. I was there, got to meet them on the tarmac, six of the guys rode with Little Leaguers in the bus, which was so cool. And people probably saw it on ESPN and the stuff that we had on MLB.com. And then it was like chaos for the whole day. 11 hours they were on the ground in Williamsport, just wall-to-wall activity. And then they flew back to New York City after that Sunday night game. So they got in probably very late on Sunday evening and then had the whole off day yesterday. So what did they do yesterday? Without even polling the room, I'll tell you what they did. They slept.
Yeah.
Because this time of year, everybody is banged up. Everybody is, you know, these are the dog days of the baseball season, literally. And everybody, I'm sure, just had a relaxing day in the city. And I'm guessing a lot of them didn't even leave the hotel room because they've all got those travel video games. And they sort of, without even being in the same room as each other, they all play video games all day.
We'll get to the Brewers-Mets series coming up here in a bit, Adam, but I did want to revisit really quickly the other big Brewers news over the last few days has to be everyone once again building up their hope that pitcher Brandon Woodruff may some way, somehow find his way back into the rotation, albeit probably not till late in the playoffs. This unexpected development where he says he won't need surgery to repair the interior capsule in his right shoulder. Pat Murphy was asked about it on Wisconsin's Morning News.
He's excited about it, and there is a possibility. I don't know that he could get in shape to throw a long outing by that time because it is still a progression. But why not? Why not hold out hope? Everyone knows what he's capable of when he's healthy. I'm not telling you that it's likely. I'm just saying I'm hopeful.
So there it is. Why not hold out hope? Well, tell me, Adam, why should I not hold out hope for this?
Oh, because it does seem exceptionally unlikely to actually happen, but last year, remember when Brandon Woodruff had the lat injury, he wanted to hold out hope that there was a chance that he could come back and pitch. I think in hindsight, that was exceptionally unlikely, where at the time, I think it was maybe Woodruff portrayed it as more of a possibility than I believe it actually was. So, you know, the guy needs, it's good to have some hope for stuff like that, right? So he's going to use this as fuel for what he needs to get his work done and, you know, stay positive. And if he is an option for them, it's this incredibly, you know, great thing. And it's a huge bonus at the end. But I think when Murph tells you that it's unlikely, I would listen to Murph.
Yeah, my take on it, Adam, was, okay, his career isn't over. And that's a good thing, at least for now anyway. It maybe got a little bit of optimism that he doesn't have to shut it down for good.
Yeah, and that's great. And he's earned, you know, everything to do whatever he can to help. He wants to pitch in the playoffs, and he's been denied that for how many years now with injury stuff. So, and it's just good news for him that he doesn't have to have surgery, period. That's just good for everybody. So, you know, it's one of those, take it as a positive and, you know, see what happens, but don't count on getting those innings at that time.
Sticking with injuries and pitchers for that matter, the Brewers announcing both Abner Uribe and Jojo Romero will soon begin their rehab assignments with the High A Timber Rattlers. In your estimation, Adam, when's the earliest we could see both of them back in Brewers uniforms?
Well, for Abner Uribe, I would think very quickly because he has had a minimum, at this point, looking like a minimum IL stay. And I think tomorrow is his day to be eligible, so I don't know that they would be one and done. They've done that before when a pitcher is, a short stint like this. So I think it's as early as the day he's eligible. On Jojo Romero, it's a little different. He had the appendectomy in July, and they're going to want to see him pitch several times. They're going to want to see him pitch back-to-back, see how the body recovers from that. That's a different animal than Abner Uribe having a little bit of forearm stiffness and missing just the 15 days. So I think with Romero, he'll be a little farther behind, but that's a big addition because Aaron Ashby has carried a super heavy workload and DL Hall has done a good job lately. This gives them depth from the left side. And I think that could really help the Brewers not just get the outs they want from the lefties, but to have, you know, keep the other guys healthy for as long as possible.
The Mets are not a very good team. Not right now, but Pat Murphy did accurately point out, hey, they're playing some of the best baseball. I know that's a little bit of coach speak there. It also a little bit of truth behind it, but it is those dog days, Adam, right? Do you find the messaging sort of shifts to be like, hey, I know everybody's going through it right now, but the Cubs are not too far in the distant mirror here, and you got 7 games with them coming up here at the end of August and early September, so it is challenging for everybody to fight through, but you almost hear it in Murphy's messaging, not to take any opponent for granted. You got to keep battling.
Well, when you listen to Murph, they're always playing the greatest team in the history of baseball. So I think there is somewhat, you know, again, the coach speak, the grain of salt. They're always playing the hottest team. And I heard you say in your lead, and they've won 6 of 9, so the Mets have been winning lately. But, you know, according to Murph, they're on a 20-game winning streak. That's how he wants the guys to look at each of these challenges, because anything that divides attention from winning the game that day is something that he wants absolutely nothing to do with. So I think that any team can beat any team on any given day, and we've seen that with bad Brewers teams way back when. So you have to take every club seriously. But, you know, they have Jacob Mizorowski going in this series. They have Dustin May, Harrison tonight. The Brewers have some pretty good arms going, and it starts to get to the time now where you want to get guys feeling good as the postseason arrives. So this is a big series for that, with some of the guys pitching that you're going to expect to pitch in the postseason.
Our coverage of Brewers and Mets gets underway at 5:35. That is a little less than 5 hours from now. That should give Adam McKelvey plenty of time to get to the ballpark. Are you just headed right there right now, Adam?
Well, I have to return this rental car at Penn Station, so that's fun. I'm in the process, knock on wood, so far so good. And then, yes, I'll get on the train and get over to Citi Field.
Looking forward to the game tonight. Always good to check in with Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey. We'll do it again next week, Adam. Thank you.
All right, if you need a ride anywhere, let me know. I'm pretty good.
That sounds good. Yeah, boy, if he can get through New York traffic like that. I mean, Adam is a seasoned veteran. He is a pro. Yeah. He's been to every ballpark. He's been to every city. Kind of knows the lay of the land. This seems like a simple adventure for him.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're a seasoned beat writer, as you said, yep, every single thing, you're just like a geography and index map.
Good stuff, Adam. Take it easy, man.
All right. Bye, guys.